happily joined this morning in the studios at KSRO by Santa Rosa School Superintendent Diane Kitamura. Hi, Diane.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me this morning.
I'm thrilled to have you this morning on this, of all mornings.
The first day of school.
First day of school. And as I said, most parents are breathing a sigh of relief, unless you're taking your kid to class on the very first day, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Their first time in class. But I know that one of the questions about this year is, will there be a change to the class sizes and the roll call and all of that moving forward?
You know, Pat, we've been getting numerous questions about that. And the honest truth of that is that we don't know.
Yeah.
We base everything on projections, and so we've projected as best we can how many students will be in each of our schools. But what we don't know are those students who are still enrolled in our schools but are actually not going to show up for school.
Because they don't live here anymore.
Because they don't live here anymore. Yeah. And they just didn't have time or a chance to disenroll their students.
Right.
So what we're doing is we have about 5 days once school starts today that we are actively looking at who's here.
Yeah.
And who's not. As we go in, what we do know is we're about 250 down from what we've actually projected.
2 to 50 students?
250.
Oh, I was going to say, that would be hard to believe.
Yeah, no, about 250.
Okay, so that's what you're thinking.
That's what we're looking at.
Yeah.
But again, we don't have those students who are not coming removed from the system.
Yeah, so you think after the first 5 days, you'll have a better handle on that?
We will. I know going into the summer months, what we showed in our records from last year, at the end of last year, 700 students actually left our district. So of those 700, don't know if anybody came back and enrolled, or this 200 is on top of now that 700.
I see. So that number makes more sense to me now that you add that
The last year's numbers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just because of so much of the unknown factor for parents, in Santa Rosa, depending on the school district or the school itself, I'm sure too.
Right.
And the location of that.
Well, that is true. So our Maria Carrillo, Rincon Valley Middle School, Hidden Valley have all taken a huge hit in terms of enrollment.
And that's not good news for the district at large.
No.
In terms of money coming in, right?
Right. So if you think about a student in terms of average daily attendance, it's around $8,000 or $10,000 per student. And so then we have to adjust everything accordingly, which then affects the economics. So less teachers, less custodians, less administrative staff, because our schools aren't as large as they were prior to the fires.
Are there issues, Diane, with the number of teachers going into the school year? I know there have been some contract issues and labor issues and things like that.
Yeah. No, we're good. We've settled a contract. We're good through next year. We're working together and well with the unions, which is wonderful. What we suffer from, like any other school in California and actually the United States, is a shortage of math and special education teachers.
Yeah.
So that's what we are facing coming into this school year, is continuing to find those math and special education teachers.
Well, there's one thing, Diane. So tell me if you can about, the thing you're looking most forward to this school year and the thing that you think will be the biggest challenge.
So I'm looking forward to, and maybe this is my Pollyanna-ish coming out, because last year was such a challenging year.
Yeah.
But also provided so many opportunities for growth and change and dialogue, that this year we take all that we learned from last year and years before and make sure that our staff, our students, our parents have clear and constant communication from the school about everything. Positive, negative, growing, whatever it may be. So building that relationship such that we can ensure that our students are healthy mentally, physically, so that they can be all I want them to worry about, our students, is being the best student possible.
Yeah, going to school.
Go to school.
Learn.
Yes, and have some fun, and be involved and be active. And then the parents supporting that, or the guardians supporting that, that endeavor, that it's a simple wish, but that's truly what it is for me this year.
Yeah.
So clear, straight through, no giant hiccups for the year. That would be awesome.
Well, going to school at all of those ages is challenging enough for kids with all of the things that they think about and feel about and worry about.
Oh, yes.
So if you could take care of all the rest of it that you have a handle on, then the easier it's going to be for them. And with that in mind, of course, the conversation turns to school safety.
All right.
And we know about the practice runs and the training that's taken place with law enforcement and emergency personnel.
Yes.
And I wonder if that part of the question will affect schools this year.
Well, it did last year. You know, we had so many different events that occurred in the middle of all the other things that were happening.
Yeah.
Definitely being prepared as we've learned from both the fires and the events of last year, is the utmost concern. Our schools and our school site administration are diligent in their safety plans as well as the practice drills. But we know from the fire and everything else that if a situation is to occur, you know, it's really about stay calm, be clear, communicate, be in communication, because you never know. It's so unpredictable.
Yeah.
So you be as ready as you can be. And we have the practice drills, and we, as you said, we've had three actual trainings with both fire, police, and medical at Piner High School.
Yes.
So awesome. Along with that, we are going to continue to have administrators trained so that they can then train staff. And then from a physical plant standpoint, the community passed Measures Bond INL a few years back. And with that came money for technology. So we've upgraded our whole infrastructure to have more up-to-date security cameras.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we just passed, we're going to have all new locks, so they lock both inside and outside. So we continue to look at safety measures that way as well.
You know, it just makes me, having this conversation makes me want to sit down and cry. It does.
Yeah.
Because we have to have this conversation.
Right.
But I'm glad that we are having it, because as you say, it's imperative that this conversation continue.
Exactly.
Yeah. And those preparations be made.
Right. We can't hide from it.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter, as much as it could upset some, and I'm sure it does, and I have heard about that, you know, as the district leader, I have to ensure that we've done everything we can possibly do to keep our students and staff safe.
And that's what parents want to hear from you.
Yeah. I mean, we just, bottom line. So I'll take the heat in order to protect.
Very good. Well said, I think. Yeah. So what about the most exciting thing you're looking forward to?
Well, I came by the studio because I'm on my way out to school sites. And that is the best. This is the best day
for me. This is the best day, isn't it?
Yeah. 35 years in
education.
Clean
slate.
Yes. And I still am so excited for the first day of school. I even still go buy pencils and a notebook and, you know, and a new dress. So it's awesome. It's awesome. So what I'm looking forward to is as I said, I can't express this enough. Our teachers have worked so hard on developing curriculum and lessons, and all I want is for them to be able to share that with their children and our children just thrive. You know, again, it sounds so simple, but really it is simple for our children to be able to feel loved and cared for and safe and nurtured and have everything that they possibly can in an educational setting to thrive.
Well, that stance, Diane, is why I absolutely firmly believe that we should exchange the salaries of teachers and sports celebrities. Because this is the important stuff. That is not.
Sign me up. And I love sports.
Me too.
But let's balance it out a little bit.
Absolutely.
I would say the same thing about prison. We're spending so much money in the incarceration world when look at what we're spending in comparison to our children and education.
Yeah.
I think that's all out of whack as well.
Well, we can spend a week on that next you come.
Okay.
I know you got to get off because it is the first day of school. We thank you for coming by and, of course, wishing all the parents and all the kids and all the teachers a happy and successful school year beginning today.
Thank you very much. And again, thank you, Pat, and all KSRO for supporting the schools and being such a great communication piece for us.
Always.
Thank you.
That is Diane Kitamura. She is the superintendent of Santa Rosa Schools.